Welcome to Time to Talk Fertility, Beyond the Lab Coat, a podcast from Fertility Centers of Illinois. Join us as we go behind the scenes with Dr. Arlene Goh, reproductive endocrinologist, to discover what inspires her work, how she connects with patients, and what drives her passion for helping families grow. Real stories, real purpose, real care. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Thank you so much for being here today, Dr. Goh.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Would you please share your full name and credentials?
Of course. I am Arlene Goh, a reproductive endocrinologist, also board certified OBGYN physician at Fertility Centers of Illinois.
So what inspired you to pursue medicine and specifically reproductive endocrinology?
What inspired me to pursue medicine really started with a fascination for how the human body works. I think I'm a nerd at heart, so I love all the hormone pathways and really figuring out the why behind things. And then you mix that with a little bit of the extrovert in myself, and it's really kind of building those patient connections and long-term relationships with people.
And what do you find most rewarding about your work?
What I find most rewarding about my work is probably witnessing those true moments of joy with patients. As an OBGYN, I thought there would be nothing better than delivering a baby, but getting to call a patient with a positive pregnancy test after we've been working through months and years of infertility is truly amazing. There's nothing better than that moment.
Wow, I bet. Is there a particular moment that reaffirmed why you chose this field?
There was definitely a moment that reaffirmed why I chose this field. One of my first patients that I worked with had been through multiple pregnancy losses, but we were ultimately able to get her a great outcome. And just working with her through that process really showed me how important my job is. And those moments kind of keep you going in the field.
How do you hope to make a difference in your patients' lives?
Definitely making sure that they feel kind of seen, heard, and supported through what can be a really overwhelming and kind of isolating journey. So I want to really kind of be that light to help them walk through a dark time.
And what drives your passion for helping individuals and families on their journey to parenthood? Because I imagine it's very emotional.
I think, honestly, what drives my passion for helping patients build families is probably my own family. I have gone through a miscarriage, but now I'm blessed with a 16-month-old son. And so having had my own fertility journey really kind of inspires me to help others walk that road and come out on the other side.
Wow. So you really can understand what they're going through. I'm sure they appreciate that. How would you describe your approach to patient care?
If I had to describe my approach to patient care, I'd say it's collaborative, and I see myself as a guidance counselor. I take all the information, provide the data and my recommendations, but ultimately, I'm really here to kind of support and guide my patients.
And what's the most important to you when guiding a patient through treatment?
The most important piece to me when guiding a patient through treatment is understanding their goals. Understanding a patient's goals really drives a lot of our conversations, our treatments, our timeline. So I make sure that's one of the first questions I ask.
How do you help patients feel supported and empowered throughout their journey?
When it comes to helping patients feel supported and empowered, I really focus on communication and, again, making sure I understand their goals. Not everyone's journey looks the same. And so I want to make sure that my treatment and my support is catered to every individual.
How do you balance science, technology, and empathy in your work?
Balancing science, technology, and empathy, I think, really is at the heart of reproductive medicine. I am a nerd at heart, but also an extrovert. So I think this field allows me to tap into understanding all those nuances with hormones and how the human body works, but also fostering and building relationships with my patients that are truly lifelong.
I bet. Do patients come back and bring their little babies when they're grown?
Absolutely. That's one of the things I always ask for my patients when they're at their OB graduation. So their last appointment with me, I say, this is the end of your time at our clinic, but obviously not the end of your journey. So I love gender reveals. I love holiday cards. I love baby announcements. Please send those all my way.
Yeah. I always took my son on his birthday to thank the OBGYN.
I love that.
What are your special areas of clinical interest and what draws you to them?
Some of my special areas of clinical interest include fertility preservation and recurrent pregnancy loss. As someone myself who I think delayed childbearing to focus on my career and schooling, I think it's incredibly empowering to be able to offer fertility preservation options to patients like egg freezing, embryo freezing, and then having experienced miscarriage myself, I really can relate to, and I think my practice resonates a lot with patients who have undergone losses, whether it be one, two, or three, and trying to get to that ultimate outcome of holding a baby.
Where did you complete your medical education and residency and fellowship training?
So I am from Michigan originally, and I did my medical school at Michigan State University. I moved out west to Denver, Colorado, and did my residency at St. Joe's in Denver, and then moved down south for my fellowship, where I trained at UT San Antonio in Texas. So got a little bit of all climates.
That is a lot. Was there something you learned along the way that continues to shape your approach today?
Something that I learned on my journey that has continued to shape my approach today would definitely be a mentor's words of advice saying, you know, this might be your 100th transfer, your 1,000th transfer, right? But it's your patients first. And so I think that's a lesson that I carry with me to approach every patient with fresh eyes and compassion as this is their unique story.
So true. What great advice. What excites you most about the future of reproductive medicine?
There are a lot of things that excite me about the future of reproductive medicine, but I think the fact that it is really still such a young field and we're only getting better each day is the most exciting part. I can truly tell patients that their outcomes are only going to get better every time we do it. And looking forward, there's a lot of successful stories to be written.
What accomplishment in your practice or your career are you most proud of?
The accomplishment I'm most proud of in my career, I would say, is definitely the relationships I've built with patients. I have a wall in my office of holiday cards, family photos, thank you cards from patients. When someone comes back years later for their second baby, that is definitely my most proud accomplishment.
I bet. I mean, what better gift can you give someone? There's no better, bigger, more important gift in somebody's life. Do you speak any additional languages?
I do. I am fluent in Spanish, and I also speak a little Tagalog, which is the language spoken in the Philippines, where my family is from.
Well, could you share a little simple greeting or a phrase in one of those languages? How about Tagalog?
Yeah, of course. I was like, I feel like everyone knows a little bit of Spanish, but a phrase that I love in Tagalog is Mabuhay. It directly translates to long live, but it really is kind of just an expression or a greeting of wishing someone well.
I love that. What do your patients often say they appreciate most about working with you?
Patients often tell me that they appreciate that I take the time to explain things clearly and in a way that makes them feel included in the discussions. Fertility treatment can be so stressful. So hearing things in a way that you can process it is really important. So it is crucial to me that I can help alleviate some of that stress for patients.
Absolutely. How do you build trust and meaningful connection with your patients? Because it's such a big journey in life.
I build trust with my patients by being as genuine and honest as I can be. I really try not to sugarcoat things. I always present the facts, but I also speak to them like a human. And I will tell patients, you know, this is my medical recommendation, but if I were in your shoes, this is what I would probably do. And I think that allows patients to really kind of lean in and hear that I am giving them not only my best medical advice, but my best personal advice, right? And as a woman who has had a fertility journey herself, I think that's important.
What advice do you often share with patients who are feeling anxious or discouraged?
The advice I share with patients who are feeling anxious or discouraged through this journey is to remember that you can do hard things. This was a mantra that we had in residency that I loved, but we go through a lot, and to remember that we always come out the other side of it. So we can do hard things is something that can help pull you through these really tough, anxiety-provoking times.
And what message of encouragement would you share with those who are still hoping to build their family?
My message of encouragement to share with those hoping to build families is that your story doesn't have to look like anyone else's. And so the journey may be different, but the ultimate goal of building the family is truly attainable. It just might not be the path you originally thought it could look like.
Dr. Goh, what's one lesson your patients have taught you?
One of the biggest lessons my patients have taught me is statistics are only statistics. And I mean that in the best possible way. I am always pleasantly surprised with outcomes that we thought were impossible, or patients getting positive pregnancy tests when their lining didn't look perfect or the embryo wasn't just right, but things find a way of working themselves out. And so I love that piece that has kept me humble, is that statistics are just statistics, but every patient is an individual.
And outside of medicine, what brings you joy or balance? What do you love to do for fun, hobbies, interests?
Outside of medicine, definitely my greatest joy is spending time with my family. My 16-month-old son is such a character these days, so watching him grow up. My husband and I love cooking, trying new coffee shops and restaurants around us. Definitely nights out look a little different with a kiddo now, but finding a way to explore the city of Chicago is always fun.
What's something people might be surprised to learn about you?
Something people might be surprised to learn about me is I am an avid sourdough baker. So I got a sourdough starter while I was still in medical training, and it has traveled with me across the U.S. to my different residencies, fellowships, and now here at my job in Chicago. So I love to bake with sourdough, be it bread, but also cinnamon rolls, sourdough discard pancakes, all the things. So come the holidays, usually expect a sourdough gift.
You're making me hungry. That sounds so good. What three words best describe you?
Three words to describe me would be curious, empathetic, and driven.
What's the best concert you've ever been to? I could never narrow this down to one, so I can't wait to hear what you say.
The best concert I've ever been to was Chance the Rapper at Red Rocks in Denver. And I think it might have been more of the environment. It was with my sister, and it was the weekend. She was helping me move into my new apartment to start residency. So it was such a fun concert to share with my sister. The outdoor atmosphere at Red Rocks in Denver is truly beautiful.
So fill in the blank. If blank is on the menu, I'll always order it.
Easy question. If dessert is on the menu, I'll always order it. I have a huge sweet tooth, so anything sweet, I will order. I'll probably order multiple desserts if we're having dinner together.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you on that one. What was your first job?
My first job in high school was as a hostess at a restaurant at the local steakhouse. And I learned so much working in a restaurant. I recommend everyone do it at some point in their life. And I got a lot of good appetizers always to take home every night, which was my favorite part.
That's a bonus. What a perk. What's your most used emoji?
My most used emoji is the dancing red dress girl. I don't even know how to describe it other than that, but she's got her arm up, she's dancing. I feel like it's a perfect response to a lot of different kinds of texts and messages.
I know exactly who she is, Dr. Goh, because I use that one a lot too.
Yes, excellent.
She looks like a flamenco dancer.
Yes, and I feel like it's always a good positive response. It can be sarcastic. It can be funny. It fits a lot of situations.
Absolutely. Breakfast or dinner?
I am absolutely a breakfast girl. I will always be eating cereal. I love pancakes or waffles for dinner. So breakfast all day.
What does National Infertility Awareness Week mean to you?
National Infertility Awareness Week means raising awareness for the really difficult journey that a lot of people go through. 1 in 8 suffer infertility, and this is to kind of spread awareness and clue everyone in to what their friends, neighbors, families are going through.
Why is it important to talk openly about infertility?
It is so important to talk openly about infertility to eliminate the stigma and eliminate that isolated feeling that so many of us have when we go through infertility.
What are some words of encouragement you would share with patients who are navigating infertility?
My favorite words of encouragement for patients navigating infertility is, you can do hard things.
That's great. How can awareness and education help break the stigma about fertility challenges? Because you just mentioned there is a stigma.
Awareness and education are key to breaking the stigma behind fertility challenges because they foster understanding. When people realize the science behind infertility, the emotional toll it takes, they respond with empathy instead of judgment, and then there's less isolation overall.
What should patients look for when they're choosing a fertility clinic?
When choosing a fertility clinic, patients should look at a couple of things. Definitely, they should make sure their physician can connect well with them and they feel comfortable and can trust who they're working with. And the other really important piece is the lab. A fertility clinic's lab is half, if not more than half, the battle. So really looking into clinic lab success rates is important as well.
That's a good point. What sets Fertility Centers of Illinois apart from other fertility clinics?
Fertility Centers of Illinois is such a unique group because we are a large practice that has a collection of so many minds and physicians that trained all over the country. So not only do you have access to your own physician, but you have the minds and the knowledge of all of our colleagues. The other piece is Fertility of Centers of Illinois has such an excellent lab. So we really pride ourselves on not only delivering patient-centered care, but excellent clinical outcomes.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Goh, for sharing your expertise and a little bit about your life and philosophy. We really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you very much for having me. Always a pleasure.
Again, that's Dr. Arlene Goh. And to find Dr. Goh, please visit fcionline.com/doctors. Again, that's fcionline.com/doctors and search Dr. Arlene Goh. Thanks for listening. I'm Maggie McKay.